Hi, I'm Bruce Aubrey, pastor to pastors at Northside Church, Liverpool, your pastor for the day. You know, storms come and go. I believe it was Adrian Rogers who once said, you're either in one, coming out of one, or headed into one. Well, in Mark chapter 4, we read these words, verse 35, on that day when evening had come, he said to them, let us go across to the other side. And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, Who then is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. Storms come, storms go. Jesus said, in this world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. What can we learn from this story in Scripture? Well, some storms come as we simply obey. He had said, let us go across to the other side. They were simply following him. They also had his promise. Make sure Jesus is in your boat. They took him with them in the boat. Is he in your life? Are you trusting him? Are you walking with him? Some storms are bigger than you've ever faced. A great windstorm arose. Just the minute you think things couldn't be tougher, they may get that way. Storms can make you think God doesn't care. They said, Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing? They woke him. But Jesus knows how to calm a storm. He just spoke a word, peace, be still. And he can do that in your life. And there are things Jesus wants to teach us through storms. Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? I think in Luke's gospel, it talks about where is your faith? Let me ask you that question. Where is your faith? And why are you still so afraid? And then notice that storms will leave you with a bigger view of God. And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Here's what I know. Listen for the promises of God in your storm season. Let us go across to the other side. Don't let what you see distract you from who is with you. You may see the storm, but he's with you. If Jesus is in your boat, you're going to be all right. And give him your fears and trust him completely. Think about it. I'm Bruce Aubrey, pastor to pastors, Northside Church, Liverpool, your pastor for the day.